So, Yolanda, statement of intention. How do you prepare that?
Statement of intention would be prepared once you meet with your client and you're getting ready to file the case. You do have 30 days from filing to file the statement of intention. And if that does not happen within 30 days, what happens? The stay lifts. The property is no longer property of the estate. So it's important at the time of filing to counsel your debtors, identify what they want to do in regards to the property that's secured. They want to redeem, they want to reaffirm, or if they are going to surrender. It's at that time that you would explain their options. Make sure they understand that it's a serious financial decision. Carefully considered a decision at that point. It is something that the debtor has a right to do. They are not forced to do it. So make sure that they understand that, you know, they are going to be obligated on this debt. The debt will not, if they're going to reaffirm or if they're going to redeem at that time, that it's not going to be discharged. And so you would typically try to file the statement of intent as soon as possible, but definitely have it on file within the 30-day time period.
Do you ever file a statement of intention that says retain and pay?
Retain and pay?
Yeah, that you're not going to redeem, reaffirm, or surrender. We're just going to keep the collateral and keep paying for
it. I personally don't do that because I think that the creditor has a right to exercise the option if you don't reaffirm and the stay has lifted to, repossess the collateral at that time. If the debtor... Sometimes the creditors will allow the debtor to continue paying and not take possession of the property.